ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stairs.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
The elevator don't go to the top, man. Not in the world of success. You have control of this. This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody. Get off of Instagram and Snap. And get off all these blogs. And get into something that can really, really move your life forward. Listen, getting successful, it's not a magic trick. You can decide to be rich. It's highly doable. But you first have to think it. The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. I'm no better than none of y'all. If you want to be successful, you have to change this. This has to change. Listen to me. It's not what makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. See, but you got to change, though. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter what your children think. It don't matter. They have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone. Let me tell you something. You get to decide if I'm gonna be rich, poor, mediocre, plentiful, happy, sad. You have a decision to make. It's really not important what the majority of people that are blogging are saying. As a matter of fact, bloggers are not relevant people, they're not shakers and movers, and they're not decision makers, and they're not power brokers. So when you spend so much time in the blog world, the Instagram world, the chat world, all of this, you're wasting valuable time. If I was young and I had what you have, and you're the brightest group of young people that have come along in a long time, man. Millennials are absolutely brilliant because you all have technology. I had no technology growing up, nothing. You couldn't download a book. You had to go to the library, go to the card catalog, pull it open, find the book, find the number, go get on the elevator, go to the row, find the number book, get the book, and hope somebody ain't told a page out that you want to read. That's what it used to be. When my mom and them finally got the money together to help us educate ourselves, they bought an encyclopedia set, Britannica, Funkin' Wagner, and everything you wanted to know was in that encyclopedia, and that's all you could know. If you want to look up something about elephant, and they had two pages on elephants, that was what y'all knew about an elephant. Y'all got Google. You can Google anything. You all have stuff at your fingertips that can make you great. But if you could combine your technology with your parents and your grandparents' work ethic, your could be rich. You could be rich, man. But you cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stairs. The elevator don't go to the top, man. Not in the world of success. You got to take the stairs. Y'all got to start getting gritty, man. I hate it when I see young people wasting their time, wasting all this technology got, just bull. Just sitting around in this world that's been created for you, that everything is instant. I was arguing with my son the other day. We're having a debate. I thought, man, I'm finally sitting with one of my sons having a healthy debate. I told him that from Cleveland to Nashville was about 540 miles, something like that. He Googles it while we're talking. He said, no, Dad, you're wrong. It's 526 miles. You. I said 540. It's amazing, man, how you rely on technology, and it's a help to you. But young people, you got to get gritty, man. You got to develop some dog in you. You got to understand that success, you can't Google success. Go Google it. You can't Google it, man. I got something else for you. Because I've lived so long, and I've been exposed to so many things. I've seen stuff hopefully you'll never see. And I've seen some things I hope one day you do see. But go Google exposure. It ain't gonna take you nowhere. I've been around the world, man, because I've traveled it. But I traveled it because I've made myself uncomfortable. I have a life of convenience now. But in order to get the life of convenience, you got to have a very uncomfortable life. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Stop trying to do everything the short way. Stop trying to figure out the easy way, because the ain't going to happen. I got news for you, man. It's not happening, young people. You got to get messed up sometime. You got to get dirty. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You're going to ask somebody for some money. He going to tell you no. But at least then, when I see somebody trying and I tell them no, I try to at least give them something else. See, I'm not going to hand you a fish sandwich. I'll teach you how to fish. But I'm not giving you a fish sandwich. You can forget that. Once you get this, y'all, you can change everything. Do you understand? Negativity, you can protect yourself from negativity. And that's what stops most people, negative thoughts. You can coat your mind from negativity. It's a real simple exercise to do. I do it every morning before I walk out the door. So I walk out as a positive person. You know, I get tired sometimes. That's different from being negative, because I get mentally drained from my job at times. But to coat your mind from negativity, the way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing. Gratitude. Gratitude erases negativity. I'm going to show you how this works. If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm tripping. I just don't feel myself. Every time you feel in the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop. Just stop for a second and start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want. Everything you already have, because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go and turn the key and call someplace home, that's another blessing. The ability to dream is a blessing. The fact that you have an opportunity to get it right is another blessing. And I'm just talking to you, I don't even know you. I could give you 50 things you ought to be grateful for right now. I don't even know you. Start coating your mind with gratitude. It'll change everything for you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.